And when they passed away, oh, quarreling for position. I will be the head of this place. I will be the acharya. And I will deal with so much money. Be careful. Be careful. At once coming and at once you should.
Spend it.
Spend it in what purpose? In any Krishna consciousness. For the service of Vishnu and Vaishnava. Otherwise you cannot be saved. Nowadays I see these all things are coming in Vaishnava society also. Here and there. So you must be very careful. Our Guru Maharaj is to tell, to make money is very easy. But when you will collect, then what will be?
To use proper use
is very difficult. Very difficult. So, Kaltu has come. And Sant Sanat and all the rishis assembled in Namisharanya. Who are Sauna? Who are disciple of Vyasadeva. Very highly and cultured. He was somewhat any of the babe, master of babe. It has been written here. So very high class, a realized person. And there, in the council of Parikshit Maharaj, where he was going to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva, his father, Parashar, Gautam, Vishwamitra, Vasishtha, who is Vasishtha? Or Manushan of Brahma, Marichi, Atri, all the sons.
Angira, Kulastha.
Yes. And also Navajogendra, Agastha, Kabi Habiya, Tariksha, and so many. And there, Shrut Goswami was sitting on the... And he is reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So they asked to Shrut Goswami, here is Lomharsan Shrut. Oh, pahle wala ka naam? Uchashra.
Pehle
wale jo hai aage he is Ugrasavas, disciple of Srila Vyasadeva. They are telling they are not less than himself Suta, but still he was like a baby or swar like Sukadeva Goswami. So he was reciting. Also he was disciple. Direct disciple of Sukadeva Goswami. So he heard Srimad Bhagavat from him. And from others also. Shiksha Guru. Here and there. As we heard some from our Gurudev. Also Shiksha Guru. His God brothers. So many. So he heard so many things. So they asked this question. Now, prayena alpayusaha. In Kali Yuga, the age of human persons, very short. If imagine, we can imagine 100 years. Those who are conquered their senses, they, and those who are not jitendriya, oh, very less, very less. Prayena alpa ayusha sabya klavasmin juge, juge jana mandasu manda matayo, manda bhagya upatruta. Oh, very small buddhi, intelligence, very less. They'll be like animals. Sumanda matayo. And intelligence like animal. Nothing. Manda bhagya.
Unfortunate.
Unfortunate. How? They will do something for happiness and they will receive what? So many sufferings, so many problems and problems. He upadruta and so many diseases, so many enemies, so many things will come that they will make upset your mind, everything. Oh, you are sadhu. Sadhu means you are following of sata. Krishna is himself sata. Keeping Krishna in your heart always. You know the essence of Vedas, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, and everything. And that is Srimad Bhagavatam. It is essence of all the Purans and Ved, Upanishad, Nigam, Agam, everything. So we are praying that you should tell us how our soul will be happy. How my body, myself will be happy, there is no question. Question is what? How our soul will be jayatma, atma, will prasidati, will be happy. Bruhi nasat dadana. We are all respectful.
Faithful.
Oh. So, jenatma samprasidati. You should tell me. And then he began to tell. He became very happy. Why? This question was like prerna dene wala hriday mein. Krishna ki lilaon ka smaran ki prerna dene wala.
Inspiration in his heart to remember Krishna's pastimes.
What?
Inspiration in his heart.
Oh, impression in his heart. All pastimes of Krishna came at once in his heart. And he became overwhelmed. And then he began to. Oh, he did what? First, he did pranam to his Gurudev. Yang prabrajantam anupetam apeta krityam dvaipayano virahakatar ajuhavo putreti tanmayataya tarvobhinedu tang sarvabhutaridayam. Oh, yang prabrajantam anupetam apeta krityam. He was 16 years in the womb of his mother. Vyasadeva became very worried. Oh, who are you? I don't know. But you should come out. Why you are giving suffering to your mother? Come at once. He told that I cannot come. When totally Maya will be gone from this world, then I may come. Oh, I'm driving Maya, and you should come out. I have no faith on you. To whom you have faith? I have faith in Krishna. So Krishna will come and tell, then I will come. At once, Vyasadeva meditated, and Krishna came and told, oh, I'm Krishna. You should come out from the womb of your mother. And what became? At once, in a second, he came out of the womb of mother. And prabrajantam. And he took like sannyas, paramahansa base, and began to run away from house. And then he was persuading him, oh my son, putra, putra. Why? He knew that he will be Brahmagyani, detached from whole world. He will only be the qualified to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So if he will go, what to do? Then where to preach and who will preach Srimad Bhagavatam? So he was following and what doing? Putra, putra. But he was not answering, and in stages of him, trees began to echo. व्हाट पुत्र, कौन किसका पुत्र है, कौन किसका बेटा है?
ककस्यपति पुत्र दामो एव हि कारणम्।
हु इज पुत्र, हु इज सन, हु इज फादर, हु इज हुज फादर एंड हुज सन, एंड दैट्स ही अरण्यक। बट ही वॉज पर्सुएडिंग, ही वॉज गोइंग, ही सॉ दैट इन अ वेरी बिग पॉन्ड सो मेनी नेकेड गर्ल्स वे प्लेइंग टूगेदर, एंड देन Sukadeva Goswami went, but they were playing as they were playing, naked in the pond. After that, when he passed away, then Vyasadeva with his beard, long beard, white everywhere. He went there and they became shamed and they came out of the pond. They took their clothes and began to do pranam. Then Vyasadeva told, oh, you are my daughters, daughters, daughters. I'm your grandfather's grandfather of grandfather. And my son, at the age of 16, quite naked, very beautiful. And he passed away and you have no shame at all. But now I'm coming. And you became shamed. Why? Oh, your son is like a dry wood. He never saw here and there. Never. He went straight. So he was like a dry wood. But you are asking us, you have feeling that we are girls, you are. That is why we have to. So Sukadeva Goswami, high, high class of renowned. But Vyasadeva persuaded him and he wanted to bring him
back.
Anyhow, by any trick he brought this. Oh, first, katha is very long. So I'm telling. Then he brought him and trained him Srimad Bhagavatam. Oh, you know Sukadeva Goswami. Nirgunne pratishthitam. Nirgunna brahma, nirgun brahma pratishthit. He only stays any place 5 to 3, 6 minutes as if any cow is milked. Only, not more than that. But Saunaka are telling, oh, this Sukadeva Goswami, how he was in a place and learned everything, though he was Atmaram. Why? He cannot stay in a place, but how he stayed to learn all this? Oh, Atmaramasya Munayo Nirganthapi Urukrame Kurvanta Haitukim Bhaktim Itham Bhut Guno Hari. Oh, the sweet pastimes of Krishna are so attractive, so sweet.
So powerful
that even Atmaram, Atmakam Rishi, want to hear and to recite it. What to tell for me? And then he learnt everything. So he is doing pranam to that guru who is everywhere, like Krishna, and very karuni,
merciful,
and praying. What he has done? Jaswaba Swanubhavam Akhilasuti Sarameka Adhyatma Deepam Atitya Tirshatangtamandam Sansaruna Karuna Aha Purana Guhyam Tang Vyasa Sunam Guru Mokvaya. Oh, there is a pool, bridge, where there is water. We cannot
cross.
So bridge is needed. The army of Ram could not
cross
the ocean
to the Lanka.
So a bridge was made by
monkeys.
Nil, 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 nil. And they crossed. So, world is what? Bhavsagar.
Big ocean.
Oh, big, endless ocean. Bhava, means to take birth and to die and to take birth. We are in this. But Vyasadeva, what he made? Sukadeva Goswami, or recited. And he was the first speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam and prachar of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, he has made a breach. Oh, he was very merciful. And he has recited this to Parikshit Maharaj. And by Parikshit Maharaj, it went to the whole world. So I am doing pranam to him. Sudarshan. And he goes to sing Kirtan.
Jesus.
Count Praman.
Very good, Krishna.
So she remembers Gaur Leela.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur has? Bhaktivinoda Thakur. All pastimes has come. Now,
hearing the question, Sut Goswami remembered all the sweet pastimes of, and he became very joy. And then he did pranam to his Gurudev, Sukadeva Goswami. So, everywhere, we should do pranam to Gurudev. If you are going to any place, from one place to another, you are doing archan, you are doing anything, any tapasya or any archan, bandhan, anything, begin from Gurudev. This is our... Because Guru Nishtha is the backbone of bhakti. So he began from here. Savai punsang paro dharmo jato bhakti radhokhaje ahetu kabyavahita jah atma samprishidati. Oh, in one shloka he told how atma will be happy. Jayatma samprishidati. There are so many kinds of religion in this world. Muslim dharma, Hindu dharma, Buddha dharma, Christian dharma, Muslim dharma, so many, thousands and thousands. But they are not nitya dharma. They are not bhagavat dharma. If that is thing, good thing, okay, we can take. Like steps of Sanatana dharma. But when there are somewhat confliction.
Conflict.
Oh, we should give up. They are not param dharma. Param dharma is one without second. Krishna is Supreme Lord, he is one without second. Advaita Gyan Patatva Krishna. So religion must be one. Not so many things. But now, or from beginning, we see so many rishis. Oh, their mat, so many, many kinds. Dharma satattam nihitam guhaya. Mahanubhava bhava jena gata samantha. So, in which Brahman, Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, Vyasadev, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers. Oh, this is real. This is Atma Dharma, Bhagavat Dharma, Vaishnava Dharma. So, what is Param Dharma? Nishchit Rupena.
Sure.
Param Dharma. Jato Bhakti Radhokhaje. Adhokhaj Krishna. He cannot be realized by senses, human senses. Avang Manso Gochara. So, bhakti should be done. How? Ahetukya. There should be no reason. No worldly gain or anything. And apratihata.
Uninterrupted.
Without any?
Interruption.
Like madhu honey.
Stream of honey.
Stream. Taildharavat avichinnagati. That, by following that dharma param dharma, you can be happy. Srila Rupa Goswami, knowing the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave a paribhashik
definition
of bhakti, and which is anna bhilashita sanyam gyan karmadhyana pritam anukullena krishna nishilanam bhakti. We try to follow these things. There should be no loop and hole. Aranya Maharaj will explain. You should come here.
Okay.
Srila Gurudev wanted me to explain briefly the definition of bhakti, which has been manifested
with the examples
by Srila Rupa Goswami under the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anya vilashita shunyam jnana kamadena paritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. In brief, can be said that the continuous, unbroken cultivation of all endeavors of the body, mind, and words, and of internal feelings, which are meant exclusively for the benefit of Sri Krishna, which is not covered by karma, reward-seeking activity, jnana, the cultivation of knowledge for liberation, yoga, austerity, etc., and which is completely devoid of even the slightest smell of any other desire of those endeavors, those feelings, they are called uttama bhakti, transcendental devotion. So, especially our Srila Vishnu Chakri Thakur, he has explained deeply the meaning of each
word. I can ask anyone.
Word of this verse.
Anyone, and I will make a stand them if they cannot reply. So you should all hear carefully. To anyone I can ask, ladies or males.
Here, the swarup lakshan, the intrinsic characteristic of pure bhakti, has been described in the second line. Anukul yena krishna anushilanam bhakti uttama. And the extrinsic characteristic, or that which is not bhakti, has been described in the first line. Anyabhilashashunyam jnana kamadena paritam. So first we come to what bhakti actually is. Bhakti is anushilanam. Shivdhatu means cultivation. And this verbal root has two aspects. That is called Cheshtarup and Bhavarup. In other words, Shivdhatu indicates an activity and also a concomitant emotion. So bhakti is an activity and an emotion. First we'll look at Cheshtarup, the activity. This activity has been divided into two parts, Sadhanarup and Karyarup. The Sadhanarup means the practice. What type of practice? This practice is divided into two parts, Pravrityatmaka Cheshtarup and Nivrityatmaka Cheshtarup. First of all, Pravrityatmaka Cheshtarup means to accept enthusiastically all the activities such as Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Bhagasevanam, Atmanandanam, Darshan Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam, Guru Par Ashray, Diksha, Guru Rasevan, Saddhama Pritcha Siksha, Sadhu Maganugaman, all the angas of bhakti, to accept them. How? Utsahat nisyat daryat tatat kama pravatanat. With enthusiasm, patience and confidence. This positive acceptance of the path of devotion is called pravrityatma cheshtarup. Yet it's not enough. Something else should be there. Nivrityatmaka cheshtarup. Also one should make an endeavor to avoid all of those things that are unfavorable for bhakti. Atyahara pyasa chapra japumini amagraha. Overeating, over-endeavoring, associating with worldly-minded persons, etc. Also means one should make a very careful, deliberate endeavor to avoid 10 types of naam aparad, beginning with satam ninda, criticizing Vaishnavas, guru avagya, disrespecting Sri Guru, etc. 10 types of naam aparad. Also, the dham aparad, jiva aparad, offenses to all living entities, even to an ant. All of these things, and anartas, cultivating and holding on to mature desires and identification with I and mine. Or to neglect these things, to at once give them up. This, it constitutes nivrityatmaka cheshtarupa. So when both are there, this is the aspect of sadhana. The karya aspect of cheshtarupa refers to those who by sadhana they have attained bhav. In the stage of bhav, all activities such as hearing, chanting, remembering are undertaken as the anubhavs, or the reactions to internal feeling. In other words, when rati, spiritual emotion, manifests in the heart automatically, then this spiritual emotion causes one to sing, dance, chant and remember, etc. This is cheshtarup. On the other side, bhavrup. Bhavrup means Bhakti itself, the Staibhav, one of five permanent foundational emotions, and also Saitari Bhavu, the transitory assisting emotions. So in brief, all of these ideas are only included in the word Shilanam. Anukulyena Krishnano Shilanam. We only discussed this word Shil, so far. So all this together, taken together, is Bhakti. But this shield, this cultivation of activities of the body, mind and words and of emotions should be what? Anu Shilanam. The syllable Anu indicates Anugatimai. That Bhakti is undertaken, how? Not independently or whimsically, but under the very careful guidance of Sadguru, pure Vaishnavas, Sri Krishna. The word Anu also indicates Nirantarjamayi. There should not be a break. Bhakti should flow like honey pouring from a jar. It doesn't splash here and there, it stays in one thick stream all the way down to the ground. So all thoughts, feelings, activities without any break. It should flow like this. For example, Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj was doing his sadhana bhajan. But what happened? He became attached to a deer. This was a break. So, at that time, he came out from the definition, Anushilana. It was not Uttam Bhakti anymore. So these are examples. Anukulyena. Now, Anukulyena. One may say, Anushilanam is there, but it should be Anukulyena. What is that? Anukulyena means Pratikul Bhav Rohit. That the activities should be devoid of any antagonistic mood towards Krishna. It's Anukulyena. Pratikul Bhav Rohit. Why? Because we see that persons like Chanura and Mustika, the wrestlers, they also were bringing happiness to Krishna. By wrestling with Krishna, by striking Krishna, Krishna felt great happiness because he was enjoying the fight. But is this activity bhakti? No, it's not bhakti. Because it's not anukulyena, pratikul bhavroit. It is not devoid of an antagonistic mood. They wanted to kill Krishna. On the other hand, we see that sometimes Mother Yashoda, she does things to Krishna which don't make him happy. Sometimes she twists his ear and gives him a slap. Sometimes she can tie him up with a rope and then he's crying. Sometimes she takes a stick and Krishna runs away in fear with tears in his eyes. So, can we say that this is not bhakti because it doesn't give happiness to Krishna? No, must be bhakti. Why? Because her endeavors, they are in relation to Krishna and they are for his benefit. It is pratikul bhavrohit. She never thinks that she will give any harm to Krishna. But whatever she does, even if Krishna will not appreciate it until he grows up later and then realizes it was all for his benefit. Yet still we see that her heart has no antagonistic mood. It's only for Krishna's happiness. So such activities, anukulyena Krishna anushilanam, they can be called uttam bhakti. If they have all these qualities, yet the tathasta lakshan should also be present. Otherwise it will not be uttama bhakti. What are the tathasta lakshan? The marginal characteristics or extrinsic characteristics of bhakti. First of all, anyabhilashita shunyam. Should be anyabhilas. Anya means other. And abhilas means desires. Anyabhilas shunyam. Completely devoid, not even the slightest trace or smell of any other desire. Here Rupa Goswami felt that it was not complete to say anyabhilas shunyam. He said anyabhilashita shunyam. Here he is given a suffix on the word anyabhilas. This suffix indicates that one should be devoid of other desires when one is in his under normal circumstances. This has been given because those sadhaks who still have some connection with the physical body, they are at the time of great danger, at the time of great calamity, they are bound to call out, "Oh Krishna, save me." Now to call out, to ask Krishna to save one, this is not within the definition of anukulyena Krishna anushilanam. Yet it's been included here because the example is given of Draupadi. Draupadi was being disrobed by Dushasana, and at that time she called, "Hey Govinda Rakoshana Aptujivana Hari, oh Krishna, I take shelter of you, please save my life." And Krishna came in the form of his Vastra avatar, sorry incarnation, and in this way protected the dignity of Draupadi. So this example has been given because if a devotee, the sadhak, who still has some connection with the physical body, he is not in his ordinary circumstances. In ordinary circumstances, he would never, ever, ever ask Krishna for anything. But at a time of great calamity, he may call out, "Oh God, save me for a moment." Yet he will not be excluded from the definition. Because generally, he would never ask for these things. So the suffix has been given, anyabilas, shita, shunyam. Then, jnana kamate navrita. Jnana, knowledge, is of the three types. Tatpadatta jnana, tampadatta jnana, and brahmajiva aikya jnana. So first, tatpadatta jnana refers to knowledge of Bhagavan. Krishna is two Bhagavan sir. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is Sarvashaktiman. He has all potencies. He is full of compassion. He is Satchidananda Vigraha. He is the ocean of mercy. He is also the ocean of rasa. This is all knowledge of Tat, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is one type of jnana. Another type of jnana, that is called tampadatta jnana. To know, who am I? I'm not this physical body. I am Atma, the soul. This soul is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, by constitution, I am His eternal servant. These are the types of knowledge included in tampadatta jnana, knowledge of oneself. The third type of jnana is called brahmajiva aikya jnana, knowledge that Brahma, that is the nirvishesh, nirgun, nishakti, the impersonal light of Brahman, is one with, non-different from, the Atma. So this type of jnana, it completely covers bhakti. If there's any smell of the idea that the Atma and Bhagavan are the same, that all Atmas are the same, that we are all God, I am you, and you are me, and we are all together, this knowledge completely destroys bhakti. So here, jnana kamate navritam, bhakti should not be jnana avrita, covered by knowledge, which is completely destroys bhakti. But some knowledge can be there. What type of knowledge? Tatpadatta jnana and tvampadatta jnana. Knowledge of who is Bhagavan and who am I. So in the beginning, this is helpful. But gradually, as one advances, this should also jnane priyasamudapasyana manta eva jivanti sanmukaritam bhavati. This knowledge should also be left behind. So, jnana, karma, dhyana, vritta. Here the word karma means that one can perform karma, but not those karmas which cover bhakti. What is the example? We see that in Vedic society, if your parents pass away, you'll have to offer oblations, pinda. Like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Jagannath Mishra passed away, he went to Gaya and offered oblations there for his father. So these activities, should such karmas or pious ritualistic religious activities, should they be performed or not? So Rupa Goswami Pad said, oh, if they will not cover bhakti, so what makes a karma cover bhakti or not cover bhakti? It depends on your shraddha, on your faith. If you have a faith that by doing this karma, then my bhakti will increase. Or by neglecting this karma, my bhakti will be disturbed. Then this karma will cover bhakti. But if one will have the faith, oh, whether I do it or whether I don't do it, it won't make any difference whatsoever to my bhakti, because bhakti is independent of karma and jnana. Bhakti is always transcendental. Then, if one will engage in some karma without any faith in that activity, then it will not cover bhakti. And therefore we see that Vaishnavas, they do, oh, birth ceremony, hair cutting ceremony, first grain ceremony, and wedding ceremony, and Pinda offering oblations to forefathers, all of these things. But why did they do it? Because it's a very good excuse to invite all the relatives and all the villagers and everyone to get together and have a big kirtan, and hear Harikatha, have Sadhu Sangha, and honor Mahaprasada. So like a trick to set an example for society, and to bring everyone into the fold of pure bhakti, may be accepted. So it's called Jnana Kamadhi Anavritam. The word Adi means etc. It refers to yoga. If one will practice the yoga system, and one will have faith in the Yoga Sutras, then big false ego will come. I am the doer. One will not have dependence on God and on the mercy of Shri Guru, the Ahoitoki Kripa, because one has faith in his own activities. So here Adi refers to yoga, also refers to dry renunciation, Shushka Vairagya, artificially giving up the things of this world while internally still meditating on them. So all of these things are very dangerous and they should, they can be accepted to a certain degree, but not in such a way that they will cover bhakti. So when all of these components of the definition given by Rupa Goswami are present, it can be called Uttama Bhakti or Transcendental Devotion.
Very good. Thank you. Oh. This bhakti begins from Shraddha. Beginning. Dhruv has bhakti, but not Uttama bhakti. Karma Mishra bhakti, Arop Siddha bhakti like. So Dhruv is not Uttam Bhagavatar Shuddha Vaishnava. It may be after that he had received the association of Narad, then he may be Bhakta. Also, Prahlad Maharaj, Jnani Bhakta, some touch with Jnana. Opulence, he was not Nirvishesh Jnani, but who was his worshipable deity? Krishna, really. But Nrisingh, they came only to protect him, save him. Because in Prahlad Charitra we see, O Krishna, Jne Parato Satova, and all so many things.
Krishna of Vaikuntha.
Vaikunthiya Krishna. Vaikunthiya Krishna. But some gyan touching. His Prabhu has no appetite. No drinking thing.
No thirst.
Oh, he never used to toil. No message. Like Hanuman messaging Ram. He used to bring so many fruits and flowers here, there, something. But how this Prahlad Maharaj will serve? Never he can serve. Like a father, he can pray. He can sing the glories. Hanuman, Ambarish Maharaj, more better.
Prahlad Maharaj is worshipping Nrisingha Dev, offering prasad, offering water, everything.
Or to deities.
And Ambarish Maharaj is doing deity.
No.
Yes?
No. So much different. He used to live especially in Vrindavan. He used to go to Radhakund, Shyamkund, Nandagaon, Varsana. Prahlad Maharaj never did. After that, Hanuman, Premi Bhakta, but lacking something. He cannot embrace Ram. He cannot give his remnants to Ram. Bharat too, Lakshman too, Sita Devi too. What? Like Dasya. No? So, something lacking in Krishna when he became Ram. Marjada Purushottam. Ram can give up Sita. Even if he will take his shelter like his wife, oh, he will give up you. Why? For Marjada. Marjada is nothing. Krishna, oh, what? He kicked Marjada. I don't want to be tightened in Marjada, so that my heartly beloved Sita Devi should be sent to
exile.
Forest. I cannot tolerate. So Krishna never did like so. Sakha, oh, where? riding over Krishna. Oh, my ghoda, my horse. Oh, gone, 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 like
run,
this.
Run faster, faster.
Arjuna made him sarthi.
Charioteer.
So, more. Like Nanda Yashoda. They controlled Krishna. Krishna began to fear. Oh, mother will bind me and beat me, punish me. More than that, gopis. And more than gopis, Radhika. Even by Chandravali. And in what? Rude, Adhirud, Mohan, and then Madan Bhav. Even not in Krishna, even not in Lalita Vishakha. So this bhakti, Uttama bhakti, from Shraddha to Madanak Bhava of Radhika is there. If you will follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Rupa Goswami, very easily you can understand all these things. And then he told, telling, Vasudevi Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga Prayojita. Janatyasu Bharagyan Gyanan Jag Ahetukam. If he will do this bhakti, especially Ahetuk Bhakti, Vasudeve, he has taken the name, he has not told that Bhagavan. Oh, who is that Bhagavan? Vasudeve. And especially he told, Ete chansa kala punsa krishnastu bhagavan swayam. Bhagavan, swayam bhagavan used only in Nandanandan, Yashodanandan, Radharaman only. Not for. Even Dwarkadish or Mathuresh Krishna. So this is the speciality of Bhagavat world. So, if this bhakti, especially, it can be used in Ram, Nisingha, Kalki, Bhaman, all. But especially if anyone do this bhakti, to Brajendanandan Shyam Sundar, very soon, Gyan and Vairagya will come. They will not cover bhakti. That is transcendental Gyan and Vairagya. All tattva gyan will come. And detachment from worldly toxications must come. If not coming, then what thing? There is something like it.
Leakage.
We should be very careful. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. There are four.
Purushartha.
Told in Mahabharata, Puran and others. But here he is telling, dharma is needed. Dharma is needed. But the object of dharma should be what? Dharma sunishtita punsa visvakshein katha suja na utpadyad yadiratin shamaye vahit. If anyone is chanting, doing archan, doing book distribution, preaching so much, but he has no taste in Hari Katha, so sweet pastimes of Krishna, then all are useless. After some time they can give up chanting name, they can give up archan, bandhan and all other things. So, we should try to have a taste in hearing Hari Katha. And then, our dharma should be for what? Apavarga. Your apavarga means not mukti, Krishna bhakti. And artha should not be for what? Sense gratifications. It should be by this, for the service of Krishna and Vishnu and Vaishnava. Kam. Krishna. Paramatmane, Krishna, for Krishna. How to serve Krishna? How to serve Krishna? So, not for sense intoxication or
sense gratification.
And what is that tattva? He is telling. Vadanti tattva vidas tattva jajjnanamayadvayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaneti shabdate. We have explained this shloka. If we'll explain this shloka, a whole day will go in this. Even in one shloka only, how we can explain whole Bhagavatam? But anyhow, you should know tattva-vid, those who know tattva. They tell that that param adhokshaj vastu, Vasudeva, or Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, is parama tattva, advaya tattva. There is nothing, anyone has no independent
existence.
Oh, we are so many jivas. In this world, there are so many creeper, trees, species, animals, species of life. Also, Ram, Krishna, Balaram, Bauddha, and so many avatar. But no any one of them, they have no independent existence. So, Advaya Jnana Tattvate Krishna. And he is told, Brahmaeti Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is the most prominent among them. And that Bhagavan is who? Krishna controlled by Radhika. That Krishna. Love and affection. He is Akhil Rasamrit Sindhu. So, in his past times we see all these things. We'll further tell all. Shraddhadhana munyo jnana vairagya yuktaya pasyanti atmani chatmanam sut bhakti. If anyone will hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then he will realize his atma and also super soul Krishna. But how? Sruta gridhya. He will have to hear from Guru, any qualified Guru. He should first hear and then he should realize. And hear Harikatha. And then hear Harikatha. Srinvatang Swakatha. Krishna Punya Shamana Kirtana Hiddantasto Jabhadran Vidunisahita. Oh, you.
Drama
Achara.
Drama Pratidina.
Aajke kisa drama?
Meera Devi. Meera.
In brief.
Om Dhyana Timirandasya Jnana Mitra Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namah. Now Srila Gurudev has come to the sequence of shlokas in the second chapter of the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. And this sequence of shlokas is describing how a person should hear this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam, and what will be the effect of this on that person and his on his heart. So this shloka is telling Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Sravana Kirtana Hridyantaksto Hyabhadrani Vidunoti Suhritsatam. So this transcendental message, Krishna Kata, this is the divine sound incarnation of Krishna. It is none different than Krishna. And also within everyone's heart, Sri Krishna is situated as Paramatma, the antaryami, the indwelling witness of all of our activities. So, Hridyantak Sto, as situated there, when he sees that someone is making the attempt to hear his transcendental message from the lips of the realized souls, Svakata, his own descriptions given in Srimad Bhagavatam about his transcendental pastimes, then Hridyantak Sto Hyabhadrani Vidhunoti. Then at that time, Krishna becomes the well-wishing friend of the devotee who is hearing this message. Sukrit Satam, he becomes the Sukrit, someone who desires the well-being, the benefit of that person. And then within his heart, he begins the process of cleansing that person's heart, Vidhunoti. So all of the abhadras, that means inauspicious things within the heart, which hamper our transcendental progress toward the lotus feet of Krishna. These abhadras or anartas, unwanted things within the heart, they gradually become cleansed from the heart by this process of hearing. And then tada rajastamo bhava, nashta praishu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama shloke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki. Now, nashta praishu abhadreshu. At that point, when the devotee has heard sufficiently and his heart has become almost cleansed, not fully. Praishu means almost cleansed. Nashta praishu abhadreshu. These abhadras have been partially removed to a certain extent. Then, by the process of nityam bhagavata sevaya, that means constantly engaging in the service of Bhagavat. Bhagavat is actually two different types of Bhagavats. One Bhagavat is this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam, the sound incarnation of Krishna. And the other Bhagavat is the transcendental person Bhagavat, the Bhakta Bhagavat. So these two entities are constantly being served by such a devotee. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. By the process of serving the Bhagavat, then Naishtiki Bhakti. That means completely, firmly fixed in the process of bhajan to the lotus feet of Krishna. This comes within that person's heart. And now he reaches the stage of Nishtita Bhakti. Then, at that time, tada rajastamo bhava kama lobhadayashchaye. Then the three modes of nature within this world, especially rajas and tamas, the modes of passion, modes of ignorance, which cause lust, anger, greed, illusion, they become cleansed from the heart. All these effects he becomes freed from them. Kama lobhadayashchaye. Cheta etair anavidham stitam sattve prasidati. Then that person, he comes to the point of being situated aloof from the effect of these modes of nature. Anavidham, he's no longer affected by lust, anger, greed, illusion. And stitam sattve prasidati. He becomes situated in the transcendental plane and in sattva, in mode of goodness, where now he can begin to understand this transcendental message.
What is the next one?
Evam prasanna manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha bhagavat tattva vijnanam mukta sanghasya jayate. Evam prasanna manaso. Now, through this process of bhakti yoga, his mind, his consciousness becomes prasanna, becomes very satisfied, and he begins to understand Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana. He begins to have realization, transcendental, pure perception of the Supreme Lord, Anubhuti, real realization. Bhagavat Tattva Vijnana, then Mukta Sangasya Jayate. Now he becomes actually liberated from all effects of the material nature.
Vidyate
hridayagam. Vidyate hrudaya grantis, chityante sarva samshaya, kshiyante chasya karmani, drishta evatmanishvare. So now, the hrudaya granti, there is this knot, granti, within the heart that is binding the conditioned soul to this material body and mind in this material world. So vidyate hrudaya grantis, now this becomes pierced. And chidyante sarva samshaya, all of his doubts become removed. He fully understands the truth of Krishna, Bhagavad Tattva. Vidyate hrudaya grantis, chidyante sarva samshaya, kshiyante chasya karmani. Now at this point, all of the effects of his previous past karmas, they are now destroyed. And drishta eva manishvare. Now he has direct darshan of the Supreme Lord within his heart. He begins to realize his own spiritual identity and his relationship with the Supreme Lord. So this powerful message of the Srimad Bhagavatam causes this effect on the hearts of the conditioned soul. And the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is the very process by which this transcendental param dharma, this pure bhakti to the lotus feet of Krishna can be attained. So the Srimad Bhagavatam itself is announcing that anyone who hears this transcendental message, these effects will come to him.
Now, in the end of Dwapar Yuga, by Parashar, in the Om Bap Satyavati, a kala of Krishna, like Narayan, Vyasadeva came out. And he knew everything. He divided Vedas in four sections. Anyone cannot do this. And then he made a essence of that whole Vedic literature. And that is called Brahma Sutra or Sharirik Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra.
Vedanta Sutra also. And then for jivas, conditioned souls, though who cannot read Veda, Brahma Sutra, for them, he wrote Mahabharata, very long
story.
Mahabharata. In that he wrote Krishna pastimes, especially Kuru Pandava Charitra. And in that Santi Parva, Gita, and so many jewels are there, he wrote. Anyone can read. Ved we cannot do. Brahma Sutra, we tell Bhakti Vedanta, but we don't know all these things. So for unfortunate persons and ladies, he wrote Mahabharata. Oh, 52 kinds of Puran. Puran, Upapuran, Shaka Puran, so many things. And one day he was sitting in the morning when sun was rising on the
bank
of Saraswati. Oh, he was thinking, oh, I've done everything. A general person cannot do it. But why? I'm not satisfied. Perhaps I have not done what I have to do. And he was repenting. In the meantime, his guru, guru of first Kavi, Valmiki, guru of Dhruva, guru of Prahlad, guru of all. Prachin Rishi, Prachin Bahir, and all others, Vishi. He is Jagat Guru. He came with his Veena. How? Radhika Ramana, Nam. And he came. And Vyasadeva at once stood up, did pranam, and paad argha. And when sitting, then Narada Rishi told, "Oh Vyas, you are Kalab Brahman, Narayan. You have done everything what a general person cannot do. You divided
Vedas,
made Brahma Sutra, Puran, so many, Mahabharata, Gita, in that Shanti Parva, so many things. But you are not satisfied. Why? Oh Gurudev, really what to do? I have done all these things. What should I do? But still I am not happy. My Atma is not Supersham. Please tell, what is the rogue, disease in me, lacking in me?" Then Gurudev told, Guru can tell. And he told, "Great learned person, in whole world there has not been, no present, not in future, like Vyasadeva. But he was not satisfied. What to tell us? Our learning is very small, nothing. So we should think it." And then Gurudev, I yearn to see. Not to see pulse, only he saw and told, "Oh, you have done all these things, but you have not done something. What? You have told everywhere in all Vedas. What? First sacrifice, Ashwamedha, Yajna, and all these things. Dharma, Artha, Kam, even you have told moksha. But you have not glorified sweet pastimes of Krishna. This is lacking. You have done something opposite. You told Ashwamedha Yajna. Also very powerful kings have done. What is that? They used to cut Ashwamedha Yajna. Ashwamedha meant ghoda,
horse.
And to sacrifice. They used to very beautiful horse in his neck. They used to write, anyone who is powerful, he can
check the horse.
Check my horse. They should be favorable to me, under my control, otherwise they will have to fight. And in that fight, what becomes? Lakhs and lakhs of persons used to be killed. What is this? Hinsa? Now, all things like that. Naruto, why you wrote this? Why Bali? Bali means?
To sacrifice on the fire.
Why you have written? So, you are said, wrong. If anything, very ornamental language there is, but no Harikatha, no glorification of Krishna or Bhagavan, then what is? It is Vyasa Tirtha. What?
It's a pilgrimage for crows.
Like crows, where the crows used to take bath, like that. Like basket for?
Like dirty place.
Dirty place. And even no ornamental language, nothing. There should be, there may be any grammatical mistake, no harm. But where there is glorification of Krishna, all the high class of devotees they can hear. And Krishna will be very happy. Krishna was pursuing whom?
Kalyavan.
वो जो सुन रहे थे कृष्ण कर्णामृत
बिल्वमंगल
वाज फाउंड अ प्रोस्टिट्यूट very
lusty
and so many. But Krishna, what? He was writing, he was just speaking some sloka for Krishna. And Krishna, always hearing, drinking nectar from his. So anything where there is glorification of Krishna or glorification of his devotee, sadhu will hear. Otherwise, it should be given. You have not done. Have you written the love and affection of Nanda Yashoda to Krishna? Have you written the Sakha who used to die without 1 minute darshan of Krishna? Have you written? They used to take something and then taking out of their mouth and used to give. Oh, see how
delicious.
How tasteful,
delicious
it is. Have you written? Never. Have you written that, Sakhas, Gopalak, he used to Krishna, making Krishna horses like, and you should, you should run up. Have you written? Never. Have you written that Krishna was controlled by gopis? And Krishna told Napareham, Nirvadya Sanjujan. Have you told Bhramar Gita anywhere? How highest, Dibbunmad and other things to gopis? They became totally mad. They began to do Leela. Leela means, I am Krishna. Or taking Govardhan like this. Have you written? They become totally mad? Never. Then what you have told? Kam artha dharma moksha. This is obstacle in Bhagavad Bhakti Marga. Now you should do. Told, how can I do? At once sit down. There. Do achman. Take shelter of Krishna. And follow Bhakti Yoga. What is Bhakti Yoga? To shun totally. Like sitting, taking mind from body. And body from mind, taking it to heart. And from heart to Krishna, totally Krishna, nothing is there. Remembering. Kling Krishnaya Govindaya Gopijan Vallabhaya.
Forget
what? Body, mind, even his soul, everything. And one-pointed, only Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And immediate Krishna could not remain. And he came at once in his heart. This is Bhakti Yoga. And then what became? He saw by Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yogena Manasi Samyak Apashyat Pursam Purnam Mayancha Jad Apashyam. And then Jaso Mohito Jivatman Tegunatmakam. We will explain later on. But we should know that. When he told, then Vyasadeva told, I want to hear how you received all this Divya Gyan. And then he told him. You remember? The past times of Narada Goswami, what he told? He was a Dasi Putra. You remember? After you should. Hey, Paramishwala, let's go.
Omagyanam Tamirandasya Gyanam Jana Salakaya Chaksurunmaditam Yena Tasmaya Svi Gurave Namah. Sri Gurudev has ordered me to briefly describe the activities of Sri Narad Muni, which he revealed to Śrīla Vyāsadeva in order to give him increased faith in Bhakti Yoga. He told how early in his life, in his previous life, he was the son of a maidservant. And it just so happened that she was serving the sages during Chaturmasya, during the rainy season, when the sages would stay in one place. Generally, they would wander here and there and give Harikatha. But during the rainy season, they stayed in one place for 4 months and purified the inhabitants there. So Narada Rishi was serving the Bhakti Vedantas there. And he was thinking and desiring, how can I give my life to them? By the arrangement of the Lord, his mother, the maidservant, was bitten by a snake and died. So Narada Muni, being already trained by the Bhakti Vedantas, having his senses already controlled, he wasn't attached. He looked once at his mother and then left for the forest. He was there serving the four Kumaras, and he left for the forest and performed severe austerities, following the instructions that they had given him. And for thousands of years, he was meditating and chanting his mantra. And then it was revealed to him the form of the Lord, because he was meditating on Lord Narayan, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Lord Narayan appeared to him and then instantly disappeared. And then, in an aerial voice, Lord Narayan told him, because he was weeping. He saw the Lord, he became in ecstasy, and then when the Lord disappeared, he immediately began weeping bitterly. And he tried by his meditation to get back that vision. But then he understood that you can't get back that vision by endeavor. Only when the Lord wants to reveal himself, then he's revealed. So by his bitter weeping and tremendous eagerness, the Lord appeared as an aerial voice and told him, I will not again show my form to you in this life, because I want to increase your eagerness. Narada was admitting that he had one slight desire which kept him from the eternal, forever vision of the Lord. Not so many desires like us, and not desires in passion and ignorance like us, but he had a desire in the mode of goodness. That is, he wanted to worship the Lord under a certain condition, in the forest, in a sacred place, by flowing sacred rivers, and alone. So that was a personal desire, though not a bad desire. So the Lord said, as long as you're tainted by any material desire, I'll not appear to you. So I want to increase your eagerness. You should go on chanting my glories all over the world, chanting my name and fame. And in this way, you'll become so pure that you can see me forever. So Narada Muni followed that instruction and chanted the glories of the Lord everywhere. Then when death came, it came like lightning and thunder occurred simultaneously. As he left his body made of the five elements, he immediately received his spiritual body, his Vastu city, as Narada Muni. And Srila Gurudev explained that this is actually Diksha. When one gets full initiation by his guru, he gets full realization of his relationship with the Lord, and all obstacles are completely washed away. So then, he had full, complete freedom from any impediment, and he was able to travel all over the material world and all over the spiritual world, chanting the glories of the Lord and making so many disciples. So he told his story to Vyasadeva, and encouraging him for fully absorbing himself in the glories of the Lord in trance, and not writing Srimad Bhagavatam, but receiving Srimad Bhagavatam in Samadhi Vasya, in trance language. Actually, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Swarup of the Lord, and it's the manifestation of the Lord realized by the trance of Srila Vyasadeva, by following the instructions and inspiration of Sri Narada.
Thank you. Yes.
Kriyujyamane Maitang Shuddhang Bhagavate Itanam Arabdha Karma Nirvano Nepatat Panch Bhautiki. When aerial voice came, you cannot have my darshan in this body because there is something anartha. So, you should glorify Krishna and his pursuit pastime in whole world. And time will come, then your death will come and your transcendental body will come. So what he began? Took his Swar Brahma. I don't know, Krishna perhaps himself gave Swar Brahma. And then by that, he began to sing whole world. Evam Pratasva Priya Nama Kritya Jata Anurago Chita Chitta Uchai Hasat Tatho Rodati Rauti Gayat Unumadyata Nityata Lokam. When he used to sing Vina like this and Kartal like this, forgetting everything, where he is, who he is, and only chanting and Shri Krishna Gopal Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishore Krishna Hasi Yasoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Vallabhi Jeevana Namikesha. Oh, chanting this name, sometimes rolling down on the earth, like Sannyasi Thakur. Rolling down, sometimes weeping, sometimes laughing, sometimes what he was doing like mad persons, and traveling world here and there. Then time came, and what Prayujyamane Maitang Shuddhang Bhagavati, all and each prani, jiva, in this body, they have transcendental body to serve Krishna. Very sweet, very sweet. Some may be like friends, some may be like father, mother, Nanda, Yashoda. Some may be like gopis. Some may be in the guidance of Rup Manjari, so many. Some may be like in Hanuman, like Bharat, Shatrughna, and Prahlad, and so on. But everyone has each their transcendental body. When time comes by this process, then one day this body, first body comes, that very sweet, very
beautiful,
attractive, like Krishna. It should be more sweet and attractive than Krishna even. Those who can
control
Krishna. Gopi is more beautiful. Krishna was beautiful, really. But Radhika?
More beautiful.
More beautiful. Otherwise, how she can control Krishna? Ram was beautiful, really. But when he went to Janakpuri, and in a very beautiful garden, he saw who?
Sita Devi.
Sita, what doing?
Picking flowers.
And he gave his heart. Because he was so beautiful. So, this lady should be also, or anyone, so beautiful that they can control Krishna. So, this body came and this body left. This is the process. And then, Arabdha Karmano, with his all fruitive karms, everything, his body went away, and he was now able to go to Golok Vrindavan, to Swarga, to heaven, to Ramlok, Saket, to here and there,
everywhere.
Even Brahmalok, everywhere. And he became Jagat Guru. Bolo Jagat Guru Narada Rishi Ki. Thank you. Now, one kirtan, Krishna Das, and then drama play will
Hare
be there.
Krishna, some devotees has requested for initiation. It will take place day after.